Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
That's pretty loud and clear. Welcome to IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host for tonight's show of the Science of Health and You. I just want to welcome everybody to the program tonight, and what an appropriate song to open up with tonight, Wake Up, Everybody. And pretty much that's my topic is going to be today. With the hopes that we can provoke thought tonight, with the hopes that we can have you open up and wake up and share and educate yourself, build that foundation which is necessary for you to be who you're supposed to be, and that is that human being Tonight's show is going to be basically about self-search, about looking into your own self and understanding the process of the nurturing that must take place in our lives that we can be better people. Our show is designed to focus on the natural form and functionality of the human body and how it can achieve its optimal health. You see what I mean by self-search? We have to begin to take a look at ourselves in a completely different way. If we all can come to this one conclusion tonight and every day as we open our eyes and be blessed to have another day, is that recognize this one fact: as we as an African-American community, number one, the world itself, number two, and just generally what's happening, we're not well. If we can accept that one fact, and, you know, let our arrogance go, our egos go, our emotions go, and say, hey, something is wrong. If I can acknowledge, I'm personally acknowledging myself that none of us are well. I'm not well. We've been blessed to have this opportunity to learn and to seek an education, which is basically to pull out of you what all God, Almighty God, put in you. And we hope to trigger some things in you tonight, as we always, when we have you come to the lab. We're not here to try to put too much in. We're hoping to trigger that which is already within and for you to come up with a proper understanding in your self-search and find some positive effects, some things that we say can help you be a better person so you can be of use and of value to the world in which we live in. You know, I always ask this question, have your being here made a difference? Have your purpose, is it being carried out? So you can see what I mean by self-search. We have to look at ourselves. Why are we here? And what is the purpose for being here? What are some of our responsibilities? What are some of the things that we have to look into ourselves and try to find out the tools that are necessary and essential for us to understand this great gift that's been bestowed upon us by our source creator? And that is to be better human beings. Make up for those things that went wrong. Look into our history. Do some studying. Do some self-searching to figure out, well, the world has been here for a long period of time. I've only been here for a short period of time. What do you know about this world? The most important question is, what do you know about yourself, this body? You know, I was in a meeting, a Thanksgiving meeting on Thursday with a group that I work with. And everybody asked the question, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? And when they asked me the question, I had to be thankful for the breath, be thankful for the ability to breathe and not even concern myself or worry about how am I breathing. I'm thankful for the touch that I have, that I can receive the messages from the outside world that will impact my inside world, this community within me, and know that without that touch, where would I be? Oh, I was grateful and I was thankful for just being able to, you know, taste. I mean, what would it be like? You ever thought about if you couldn't taste anything? What would happen to your disposition? What would happen to your being as a person if you just couldn't taste? Then I also said I was thankful for the ability to hear, to be able to receive messages. Then all those things that I just said has an impact on our internal disposition and our internal being. But the most important one was the ability to see. Now, you can look at that sight thing in a completely different way. Being able to see, to receive the messages of this world, and the fact that the messages of this world have a lot to do with the message in my world, which is basically the same thing, whatever is inward is outward, and how I can associate that. So my smell, touch, feel, taste, I was just thankful for those abilities, being able to have that ability, shall I say, to be able to function as a human being. But what I was most thankful for was me. Who am I? What am I? Why am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing with the time that I've been blessed with? And have I contributed anything to this world in any shape, form, or fashion that can make a difference in this world? I may leave some form of legacy of who I am and what I am, and made an impact not only on myself, on the community, my children, my family, all those components that make up this thing called life. So what I was basically saying was that I was just thankful just to be able to observe the universal order of things. Look at the foundational and the traditional things that take place in our lives, being able to walk, you know, being able to breathe properly, you know, prayerfully, and hopefully whatever I'm doing to my body now will give me the longevity to be here for a while because I'm trying to take care of myself in my self-search, in my ability to not be rejected, my ability to be accepted, my ability to function as a human being. And what is that definition? How has my socialization and culturization had an effect on my emotional disposition as a human being? Oh, I was thankful. I'm still thankful. Everybody keeps talking about, well, Muslims don't celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving. We are thankful every single day that we wake up in the morning. So Thanksgiving is every day for us, so it's no big deal when they have this holiday. I can get along with it. Give me an opportunity to get with my family and show them and demonstrate to them who I am as a person. I'm the only Muslim in my family. But when I come to my family gathering, everybody in that house knows who I am. So that was dawah for me to be able to share with them this person who's grateful, who's thankful, who changed his life to become a better person. Oh, he don't eat this or he don't eat that. Well, good. I'm glad you know that because I surely don't eat this and I don't eat that. But the bottom line is look at the impact that I've had. Look at the ability to me to influence other people based on my character, based on my gratefulness, based on my thankfulness. These skill sets that I create, the world that I represent, the mindset that I present is a powerful and thankful blessing from our Creator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, you know, I want to thank you again for showing up. And those of you who are on the Internet, we do know that you can't ask any questions or you can't press 1 on your phone because you're listening on the Internet. So if you really, truly want to make a phone call into the studio just to ask a question, just to get some information that could be helpful to you, your family, your friends, your people who you know in your neighborhood who may be suffering from some things, we have a question and answer period. We're going to do questions and answers until the end of the year before we go into our new format. But I just want you to ask yourself some questions. Those of you who have been listening for quite some time, have you gotten anything from what we talked about? You show up every week. You hear some great information. The information that you receive tonight is priceless. You don't get this from anyplace else. You can't go to your doctor and pick up the telephone and ask him a question, and he'll give you the time and the attention that's required to learn how to take care of yourself mentally, physically, and hopefully in prayer. I think we have enough knowledge on the phone that we can help you a little bit the spiritual side, especially if you're in a good state of mind. You know, and I know all of us have been going through changes all throughout the course of this year, and I just want you to reflect tonight and then take your shoes off, kick back, you know, ask your daughter, your wife, whoever's in the home with you to come to the phone, put it on speaker. While I'm talking this brief monologue, which will take a few more minutes, pick up the telephone and just text somebody. Tell them to get on the line tonight, 714-816-4673, or just three-way them in so they can hear. Because this is the time in our lives where we need to share with our families, we need to share with our communities, because we are in bad shape in this country. This is one of the most negative times that I've ever experienced in my lifetime. And I can't go back too far because I wasn't in the past when they were hanging us and beating us and shooting us and depriving us and all those types of things. But you know what? I'm experiencing those same things right now, whether we know it or not. The first thing they took away from them was not allowing us to get educated. Education is the key to everything. Without information, without education, how can you function? What type of formation are you developing in your own disposition that you can share with somebody else? If your child asks you a question about this world, if your child asks you a question about the information that they're learning in these schools that we know now, that they're telling us, I'm a taxpayer, you're a taxpayer, they're telling us who pay taxes, you can't teach history about African-American people. Who in the world do they think they are, and why are we allowing them to do it? Education is so important. You know, in the process of the education, here's the problem. We're not participating in governmental and politics. You can't change education and information unless you participate in the laws of this world. Everybody think we live in a land of people. We live in a land of laws. So if we're not involved in politics, if we're not involved in government, how can we change the resources? How can we change the legislation? How can we have an impact? How can our word, our knowledge, our disposition, our attitude be involved in the education system when we're not participating in society at all? Once again, have you being here made a difference? And being that all these things are taking place in the government, the politics, and legislation, how does it affect your culture, identity? You can't vote. Ladies and gentlemen, we thought this battle was over with. They're debating about us in Congress, in the Supreme Court, on whether we can vote or not. Ladies and gentlemen, something's wrong. And I know you hear these things. I know you're experiencing these things. So therefore, what are we doing about them? And all these things are affecting us economically. We live in a world that's changing every single day. The 21st century is bringing in robots and artificial intelligence and all these particular things that have a direct reflection on us. So are you sure you're going to be working next week? Are you sure the job that you're on right now is going to be around 1 year from now? Are we planning our lives? Are we participating in the education of our disposition and our self-worth? Are we participating as people? And are we searching within ourselves and also getting a great understanding of this world that we live in? This is why education is so important. Those who don't remember the past are doomed to repeat it. We heard that statement. What does it really mean? What does it really mean? Well, we are experiencing the same things our grandfathers just experienced. Is this a mental health issue? Is this a science of health issue? Is it a science of you issue? And the answer is emphatically yes. That's why we're here on this program every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. This is your opportunity to catch up. More importantly, this is your opportunity to ask some questions on some things that are confusing you in economics and in education, in government, in politics, in our culture. Here's an opportunity for you to share yourself. We're talking about the science of you. We're talking about the science of health. Without health, what is health? We're not just physically talking about your body, which we know is a key element. There are many components of this community of self. Many components of this community itself. I mean, we always talk about things here, and we share educational information with you on the show. You know, and I always bring up this one particular thing. What are you made of? How are you made? How did you get here? What atomic intelligence brought you to this world? All your mother and father did was have an act of proper sex, and all of a sudden, you come with two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet, five fingers, five toes, kidney, livers, lungs, heart, blood. Where did that come from? That's what I'm talking about, self-searching. We have to figure this out. Why am I talking about this tonight? It's relevant. It's relevant to our growth. It's relevant to our development. It's relevant relative to us as a people to make us realize that something has to be done within before anything is done without. That's the science of health to you. It's here every Tuesday evening on IWDM Radio. Once again, for those of you who just came on board, this is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of Science of Health to You. And those of you who are on internet, I want you to I haven't even given a number out, so whoever's texting me on my 650 number, they're ready to go already. That number is, for those of you who are on the internet, is 650-669-0458. Text your question in, and I'm hoping I say something tonight that provoked thought. This is a question and answer night. We want you to ask questions. We are not here for us. We're here for you. That's why it's the science of health and you. Press 1 on your phone for those of you in the studio currently. Press 1 now. We're going to be here for an hour and a half tonight, as we begin to prepare our upcoming year show, where we're going to be talking about healthcare in the first part of the program, but we're going to get into what we've referred to as financial empowerment, wealth building. You can't have wealth building if you don't have good health. And in the words health and the word wealth, you find this one key letter, four letters in there. It's called heal. It's in both those words. Matter of fact, the first four letters of health is heal. So what does it really mean? What does it really mean? We're going to talk about some things tonight, and I'm hoping that we say some things tonight. We're not going to try to bore you with anything other than provoking thought. Provoking thought. No one on this line, no one on this internet can say they are not being affected by stress. You can't tell me you don't have anxiety. You can't tell me you're not worrying. You can't tell me that you don't have some things going on in your life that you question on what's going on. As Marvin Gaye said, what's going on? We got to wake up. We opened up with Teddy Pendergrass tonight talking about, Harold Melvin, the Blue Moon, talking about wake up, everybody. It's time to think a new way. It's time to teach a new way. It's time to be and act a new way. It's time to come up with another language. We begin to use some tools and resources to help us be better at who we are and what we are, because we have a responsibility to change our environment. We have a responsibility to change our values. We have a responsibility to educate ourselves more and seek out proper information, not disinformation. Those things that have an effect on our life, so we can have a better disposition and a better attitude about self. How many of you have grandchildren? How many of you have children at home? Nieces, nephews, cousins who need this information that we're talking about tonight, health care. More importantly, mental health care. How does this brain and this mind work together? How does it integrate and interrelate with the other parts of your body? As we said before, we don't know how we got here. We don't know that we have 200 cell types in our body. We don't know that we have 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up our human being and disposition. And what does that mean? Self-search. We have to look at ourselves in a completely different way. We are magnificent beings with the inability to know how to utilize what we've been blessed with. So how are you feeling tonight? We hope you're feeling well. We ask that you bring your family to the table as we begin to discuss and talk about the issues that are important to our motivation, important to our life. All we are, hear me well, is a culmination of our life experiences. We can't do anything. We can't act any other way other than the life experiences that you had. Have you self-searched? Have you looked at yourself to know what your life experiences are and how are they applicable into what you're trying to do? Press one on your phone. Our goal is to provoke. Our goal is to trigger. This is your show. You just didn't call in and listen to me. You listen to my guest. You call in for something else. You call in for yourself. The show is designed for you. Get your pad and pen out. Pick up the telephone and call someone else and tell them to tune in to themselves. I love to use the term know thyself, but I take the F off and say know thyself, because that's all we are. So call a whole bunch of cells which have a job to do. It's our job to provide them with the tools and resources that they need to be and act the way they're supposed to act. This is the science of helping you. IWDM Radio. And as I mentioned to those who are on internet, 714-816-4673. That's what you have to call into if you want to personally ask a question, if you want to text a question in, or comment, 650-669-0458. And those of you in the queue tonight, if you don't want to press one on your phone, text me the question. Text me your comment, 650-669-0458. For all those who are shy or don't want us to know who you are, that's okay too. We have no problem with that. but this is your show tonight. I want to hear from you, so get yourself ready to go. Get your thoughts in order. Don't let the past make your present act in ways or function in ways that you haven't taken the time out to search what happened to you, because we have an adverse conditions of our past. And I say all we are is a culmination of our life experiences. Just pay attention to that. Think about what I'm saying to you. All we are is a culmination of our life experiences. You're 15, 20, 30, 40, 60, or 70. You can't make yourself any more than your life experiences. And were your life experiences good? You already made the statement that none of us are well. So what happened to us? Not what's wrong with us. How are your children doing? How are your grandchildren doing? How are the neighborhood that you live in? Are you a part of a neighborhood association? Are you contributing your valuable knowledge to make sure that those young people who we're seeing in the streets who shooting and killing each other, are you making an impact on those people? Are you participating in your community? What's the mental state of your community? But first of all, ask yourself the question, what's the mental state of myself? What's the mental state of myself? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get this party started. If you have some questions or if I said something that maybe triggered something in you, or if you want to contribute, if you have something you think can help and assist others on the line tonight, help me. We learn from each other. So we want you to begin to think about that. And not let us sit here and overwhelm you with words, especially words that you don't understand. Don't let us overwhelm you with things that we're talking about because you don't want to talk. Share with us what you want to know about. Going into December, everyone who's on the line, every phone number I have, every email that I have, I'm going to send you a schedule of what we're going to be talking about 30 days in advance. So when you get your text from me, your email from me, you have an attachment that talks about upcoming shows, things that we need to talk about. So you can share this with your friends. You can say, hey, they're going to talk about diabetes tonight. Hey, they're getting ready to talk about hypertension. They're going to talk about dementia and Alzheimer's. And you know good and well, this is a big issue in our community. One of the biggest issues in our community right now is dialysis machines in our community. Why all of a sudden everybody in our community has kidney problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, colon problems, cancer, all the things that we talk about here on the show that we show you how to prevent. And if you do happen to have in touch with one of these particular things, how to keep it normal, or shall I say how to get rid of what you may have, how to begin to assist your body with the proper nutrients that it needs, the proper education about the diet that you should be on. And y'all always talking about food. Well, it's a good reason. What you consume has a bearing on how your body functions. We're not going to harp on anything tonight. We're just going to have a good conversation. You know, so kick your shoes off, get your pencil and pad ready, press one on your phone, and let's have a good time tonight. Let's begin to talk about some things that are essential and things that we need to know about to help us as individuals be better at who we are and what we are. And hopefully we'll share something with you tonight. Prayerfully, we'll share something with you tonight that you can take back and share with someone else that may inspire them to come and listen to the science of themselves, the science of the health, the science of the environment, the science of education, the science of economics, the science of culture identity, governmental issues, political issues. These are things that are important. We live this every day. But most of the time we worry and stress and talk about Donald Trump like Donald Trump is somebody special. We worry about people in Congress like those people dictate how we survive and what we do. We should be influencing them instead of them influencing us. So who's influencing you? Let's look in the mirror. Let's look at ourselves and ask the questions that we need to ask to be better at what we do. Our guest tonight is Abdul Shahid from Atlanta. He's in his doctoral program with the science of, the National School of Symptometry. He shares with us basic things that he's learned that he can share with us to help us in some of the areas of concern that we have. So we're not going to whoop that kind of stuff on you. We're going to give you the raw matter, scientific truth about you. Scientific truth about who you are and what you are and how you function as a human being. That's all we want you to do tonight. We want you to just think about you. That's why I named the show The Science of You. So let's get busy. Let's press one on your phone. I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 questions from the internet already. Let me introduce you. I'm speaking for tonight. Abdul Shahid, my brother. I hope I didn't take too much time. And thank you so much for sharing with us, being on the show. And salam alaikum, my good brother.
Well, I got some. How
you today?
You did excellent.
Just trying to get things ready.
Yeah, you did excellent. I certainly appreciate being here.
Yes, sir. You know, so it's exciting to have you back. You know, it's always exciting for you to take your time, and we know it's valuable, to share with us and ask and help us with the questions that we're going to get tonight. And quite frankly, like I said, I have 4 already.
Excellent.
Good questions. Very good questions. But let everybody know who you are, and we'll get this party started. And once again, salamu alaikum, my good brother.
Well, I got salam. Yes, I'm just a simple person, brother Rashid. I've been a student at the American School of Symptometry for a while now. Since 2013, I started studying symptometry because I had this health condition, and I didn't want the symptom just to be treated. So I did some research and found out there was a place called the American School of Symptometry. And I got involved with it because it goes to the source of the disease, you know, the source. So basically, what we want to do is be healthy, not have disease. Mm-hmm. When you go to someone, all they know is about diseases. You will never learn about health. They're on two different trajectories. This is what we found out. They're on two different trajectories.
Yes,
health,
sir,
is about reconstruction. And disease is about deconstruction. Just the opposite.
Couldn't have said it better. Couldn't have said it better, brother.
Yeah. Health is about reconstruction, renewing our body, regeneration, producing energy. And disease is about deconstruction, deterioration, and losing energy. So a person who studies diseases, they will learn very little about how to get their health back.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have a school. It's absolutely amazing. You know, we didn't come here with a manual in our hands to give to our mothers. They didn't have a clue about what food to eat while they were pregnant with us. They made many mistakes. The breast milk that they fed us was not perfect. Some of that breast milk, Brother Rashid, were very acidic and very salty. Nevertheless, we had to use it, especially back in the days when we were born. There was not many stores that had milk for a baby, you know, so we had to use our mother's milk, which is the best milk. And that milk is impossible to duplicate that milk, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
But in order to produce that healthy milk to nourish the child, which is the first food for the child, the mother must eat scientifically. This is what we found out. If not, the baby would be coming here with many blood impurity and enzyme deficits, and that would set the stage for many diseases throughout that person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are here and have the best of situation, But now we have a school and we have a science that can fortify our body against diseases, even though our parent made a lot of mistakes.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
It truly is amazing.
Life
truly
is about
is
correcting
amazing.
Mistakes, Brother Rashid. If we keep mm-hmm. making the mistakes of our past, our parent and grandparent, history will repeat itself. This is how history
yes.
repeats itself.
Right.
We make the same mistakes. This is how it's done. We're supposed to correct the mistakes to move forward, to make progress. This is how the life
right.
evolves. And I learned
right.
all of this really through studying the symptomatic science called symptometry.
All right.
Absolutely amazing.
And for those of you, we're going to do this real quick because sometimes a lot of you get on the phone and what you do, you tend to hang up before we pass out certain information. I am a student of this website. This website is referred to as amsos.org. amsos.org. So just in case you may fall asleep on the phone or may not stay on to the end of the show, that is your research. That is the place to go on anything that we're saying tonight to get a better, more thorough education on disease disorders, on the reconstruction of your health and not the deconstruction of your health. Quite frankly, the website lets you know why you're in deconstruction mode. So the beautiful part about it
absolutely.
it's an opportunity to learn. I know sometimes you get sick of us talking, and I'm like this. I like to read, and I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with the website. Every time I turn around, even if I read the same article more than one time, I'm learning more about me. And we talk about know thyself. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful, beautiful opportunity. So we're going to get to
yes.
some questions here, Abdul Shaheed. We're going to talk about
excellent.
Some of the problems that we're experiencing. And, you know, and I do trauma education all the time. And one of the research tools that has been used against us, it wasn't for us, but in the process of trying to figure out what was wrong with Europeans, they found out what was wrong with everybody because it's called the Adverse Childhood Experience, called ACE. And those of you who want to study this technology, it's called ACE, created by Kaiser Hospital in California, trying to figure out why do people commit crimes, why are we depressed, and all these things that happen. So they've done the research, and what it wound up being is exactly what the American School of Symptomatology teaches, root-based therapy. It's root-based. Whatever happened to you when you were young is going to continue to happen to you unless you correct it. And he just so eloquently made a statement here that told you our job is to correct the mistakes of the past. But this opportunity that this website provides you with the opportunity to share and get more information very clearly. So what I'm going to do is go right to the lines, and then I'm going to take the two hands that are raised currently right now, and then I'm going to ask the four questions that I have currently from the website, from the Internet. And we're going to open up the mic of 706-202. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is currently open.
Mike.
As-salamu
alaykum.
Yes, Brother Rashid, this is Brother Kwame here in the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Eatonton, Georgia.
Okay, Brother Kwame,
you know,
how are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm very grateful and thank you for asking. How are you both?
Oh, we wonderful.
Doing excellent.
Absolutely wonderful.
Good. And, you know, I called in before and, you know, and I've listened to the information shared because information is power. And this is... and looking at how do we empower ourselves to know how to work our body. And,
yes, sir.
You know, the part of what you're talking about is solutions, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that okay? And have you ever looked at the word solution backwards?
Talk to me. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead and tell us what you got to say.
And the word solution backwards is know it, you lost. What have you lost?
Okay, say it one more time. Now, say that one more time.
I'm saying the word solution, S-O-L,
uh-huh.
U-T-I-O-N, solution,
yes,
right? You spell it backwards. It spells N-O-I-T, know it, U-L-O-S. What have you lost?
Okay. Okay.
And see, it's all okay. in we look at a word and we look at it to read it from left to right. But the thing is to go back from right to left.
Okay.
Because the same word of our evolution is to know what you love. What do you love? What have you evolved? What have you come on the planet to love? And the thing about using the science and the etymology of the word science is knowledge.
Yes,
and so you have to have the knowledge to know how to do what you've lost. And that was the part that the brother was talking about. And it's the uterus is what feeds and creates the breast milk. Because that's where you were formed, that in the woman's womb is there connected in her uterus. And that's your supply, that's your immune system, all of the nutrients and things that you were fed from inside while you were inside gives that child the immune system to have on the outside. So it's overstanding that we were given certain minerals for those 9 months or that those 7 months when we were in the fetus stage. We grew into when we had these, but then the next 3 months that we're missing certain the cell salts and the minerals that we need to enhance the body and protect it, because the body is made to protect and live. That's what it does. The body will repair itself. You have to give it the right nutrients and energy and environment to be most productive. This is why we have been pushed into the new plantation called urbanization, because urbanization only means that you're banned from nature. When you come back to nature, that's where your nutrients are at.
Okay. All right. My brother, we want to thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm going to press one of your phone. If you have another question or another comment, please, this is your show, and we appreciate you sharing that information with us, and I'm sure we've learned quite a bit, especially the beautiful part of etymology, language. And I think I mentioned it early on when I was speaking. We have to be able to speak a new language and do something different than we've done in the past, because the past has not been too good to us, because none of us to this day are well. So, Brother Kwame, thank you so much. Brother, stay on the line. Press 1 on your phone. But if you have another question, another comment, please press 1, and I'll bring you back in the line. Okay, my brother? Thank you so much for sharing.
I will. I'm a little...
Before I take the next caller, did you want to comment on Brother Kwame Abdul Shaheed, on what he said?
Well, what he had to say was, is correct. And this is what Sintanas is all about. Who are we and where are we? Where are we? Those are the two questions that must be answered. And we already know everything comes in pairs. If there's a problem, there's a solution. It comes together.
Yes, sir.
So we have. Okay. So it's not surprising to know that the same word is the answer. It's in the word.
Come on now. All right. Well, that was enlightening, and we appreciate Brother Kwame for sharing that information with us. And every time he comes on the line, I wish he'd come on more often and make sure I need to talk with him a little bit more, because we haven't spoken in a long time. And we have to make these connections, and there are things that all of us can do. All of us can share. We all are full of information if we only just pay attention. And that self-search that I started the program out with, begin to look at ourselves in a completely different way. So we're going to take this on the line here. We have 314-833. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and your very distinguished radio listener. It's IWDM Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that simply means that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. You know, first I want to commend both you, Rashid Salam, and Instructor Abdul Shaheed, for all the great information and education that I think you read at your second anniversary here on IWD Radio.
Yes,
so I kind of keep up with that. And I try not to overlook it or look over it. And Brother Kwame, you know I love that brother, you know, like a brother from another mother. He's a word scholar when he looks deep into it and the etymology of words and the origin. That's a science in and of itself. I need to get at what he was saying in terms of how he was seen and the perception he's given. You know, my question, and I do have a question, is very simplistic because my son kind of put something on my mind in terms of the importance of exercise. I know this might be a little question, but I would like for you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, I know, you know, Rashid Salam and myself, we're very close, and so sometimes we have early morning conversations, and notice Rashid Salam is out walking. He's out his daily walk. It's almost like rain, hail, sleet, or snow. He must go. And his walking and all. And I know this has an impact on the circulatory system. You often have really articulated, Instructor Shaheed, how fast the blood has to really move. I know a lot of conversation, communication, information that you've given in terms of eating the right foods, the science of all of that. Could you give some insight in terms of the significance of exercising? There's another system. You can correct me if it's not a system. I think it's like the muscle and skeleton system, and how it has to be nourished. And, of course, that means there's some physical things. And then in addition to that question, I would like for you, both of you, to address in terms of the exercise of the mind. I know you've given information in the past in terms of food that could and should be eaten for to have a healthy brain. But can you share some insight? Because I remember, like my mother and other people, when they got up in age, if that mind was active, if it was working with crossword puzzles or you, what have you, can you give some recommendations in terms of the activity of the mind instead of that old saying, idle mind makes the devil's work, is the devil's workshop or becomes the devil's workshop? I know these are kind of unusual questions, but I'm posing that question tonight here on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Thank you so much. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to listen to your response. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. As-salam. Thank you so very much, Imam Mark Shaheed.
Excuse me. In addition to that, when you answer that, also include the importance of rest and sleep. I think overall we have a restless, you know, I listened to Rashid Salam. We have a restless country here by far. Include that in that because I think we see this in the creation as Allah has created the night and the day, and the night is for rest. How important is that also? So that's a trifecta there. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like as-salam, yeah, that's a lot there. But we're going to deal with it. Here's where we want to start. Life. What is life? Life is about movement, brother and sister. It's about movement. When you stop moving, life will cease to exist. Everything must move. Everything under our skin must move at the speed of light. If not, a disease will occur. So exercising on a physical level, exercising on a mental level takes energy. Energy. This is when we go back to who we are. Who we are and where we are. Those two questions must be answered in order for a person to get their health back. to understand what health is all about.
Say that one more time. You said life will cease to exist. You know, make this just really elaborate on that. I have a friend of mine who can't get out to bed. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. Talk to me, brother. I mean, that was deep. I mean, that was something to say.
Yes.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
You're fine. Life is about movement. You know, this is the beginning of life. This is how it all started, with the atom. Atom. In the beginning, there was void, darkness, dark energy. And movement came out of dark energy. This is how it all started. Same thing with the human being. And we're energy-dependent biological organism made of carbon. And carbon tends to always want to break down, and it needs to be what? Repaired. So a human being is a high maintenance. It requires repair, and it must be maintained. So that means something that we have to do. We have to always be producing energy. If we're not moving, there's no energy produced. And if we stop moving, life will cease because energy will also stop. Our body will stop. So when it comes to exercise, look at the design of the human body. Our whole body is designed for movement. Isn't that amazing? This is how the Almighty created us, for moving, not standing still, not being stagnated. If we don't use these muscles, they will atrophy. If you don't understand how to nourish the muscles with the 8 muscle protein, they will still atrophy. So that means we have to understand what food to eat to nourish the muscles, to nourish the bones, to nourish every part of the human body. We need to know what to eat to nourish the brain. All these things are interconnected. We're interconnected, interdependent, integrated, and interrelated.
We
operate as one biological unit. And this is what we must all understand. A disease anywhere in the human body is going to affect the person's brain. So exercise is very important, but it's not so much of the exercise. It's the kind of exercise. People go to the gym, Brother Rashid, and they have this habit, and they love the gym to exercise. But if you do the wrong exercise, you will be depleting energy from the body. We have to conserve energy. We should not exercise to burn calorie. Think about this. But that's what people do. They want to burn calorie. But we should not exercise to burn calorie. We should exercise to strengthen our muscles, to strengthen the bones, to strengthen our heart and lungs, to maintain their flexibility, to strengthen the arteries, veins, and capillaries, to maintain their flexibility so they can participate along with the heart to regulate blood pressure. All these things are connected. And then Brother Imam Marshall, he mentioned exercising the mind. Yeah, the mind is the decision maker. And if it doesn't make decision that will agree with what the cells need, a disease will occur. So how is the mind to make decision that the cell must be taken care of? They work together. If the mind make decisions that agree with the needs of the cell, the person would never have a disease. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Because the cell would be in a position to keep producing energy. Our body sits on the 11th system, Brother Rashid, and they are energy dependent. These systems would not function. They would not work without energy. Everything about the human being requires energy, and we must produce the energy that we use. So if we use more energy that we are producing, we have an energy deficit. So you exercise and you do the wrong kind of exercise, you'll be losing energy. And there'll be plenty of wear and tear on your ligament, your tendon, your cartilage, your bones, your muscle. You think you're doing the right thing by exercising, but if it's not the correct exercise, your body will be breaking down. We already mentioned that word, breaking down, breaking down, breaking down, because we're carbon-based, made of carbon.
Right.
Then he mentioned rest, sleep. There's, you know, there's a difference between sleep and rest, Brother Rashid.
Yes.
Think about this. When a person is sleeping, and you have people in your house, they know you're sleeping, and there's a knock on the door, so I need to see Brother so-and-so. They would say, he's sleeping. We don't want to disturb him. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Most of the time, that's what they would say. But if they say that he's resting, that doesn't mean too much. They're going to come and say, hey, Pop. Hey, Brother so-and-so. You have Brother Joe at the door. He want to see you. They're going to disturb you if you're just resting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but sleep has a deeper meaning. See? Sleep, it takes energy to sleep. Sleep energy, that's what Centimeter calls it. Without sleep energy, the person would be restless. He won't be able to sleep. Isn't that absolutely amazing?
Yeah.
You take energy to sleep. Everything that the human being requires to take energy. The reason why we have diseases, Brother Rashid, is because we're losing energy in certain parts of the body.
Right.
The mitochondria to produce energy are not able to do it because we blocked it with what we're eating, what we're drinking, and what we've been exposed to in the air, in the food, in the water, these microbes, all these things affect us. So we're energy-dependent, biological organism, and we must produce 12 times the energy that we use. Otherwise, we'd be on an energy deficit. Nothing would function. When our energy is low, cellular activity ceases.
Wow.
This is why the person has a disease. The cells are warning them. That's why the cell produce symptoms, to warn the person that we have veered off the paradigm of normalcy. And that's what a disease is, abnormalcy. We're no longer in the paradigm of normalcy. We've deviated from the filter, the pattern that the Almighty has established. We've broken the rules somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers the question. So the kind of exercise we should be doing, Brother Rashid, is deep breathing exercise to strengthen our lung, especially in the area where there's singlet oxygen. Deep breathing.
Okay.
Remove many different debris and health disruptor from the body. Blood impurity.
Okay.
Also, we need to do the kind of exercise that do not cause trauma in our body and wear and tear. So walking is much more healthy than running. Staying in place, swinging your arms like a soldier as high as you can enhances circulation. Doing chair exercise for those people who do not have their mobility, using their own weight to cause resistance, can be a muscle.
That's isometric.
Consuming these foods. Yes, absolutely. And consuming these foods to gain the 8 muscle protein, food like lamb, goat, bison, smoked turkey, and you must cook them scientifically in order to get those 8 muscle protein to be released and the amino acid to produce many, many, many enzymes. You need to do the stretching kind of exercise, stretching, pulling, to keep those artery veins and capillaries flexible so you can avoid hypertension. Avoid it. You have hypertension because the arteries and veins and capillary are now getting stiff because they are losing the 8 muscle protein. You ate too much starchy food rather than protein. We're not plants, brothers and sisters. We need nutrients from plants in the form of vitamins and minerals and trace minerals. We don't need the cellulose, the poison that they all produce. We have to neutralize them. We need to have nutrients. That's all. But if you don't cook them, the nutrient will escape you and health will be denied. We're made of protein. Okay. Everything about the human being is protein. We're not plants. We're protein unit. The DNA, protein. The genes, protein. RNA, protein unit. Collagen, cartilage, ligament, tendon, all protein. So we must eat 75% protein, 25% starch. You reverse that, many diseases. Can't pigeonhole yourself to be vegan and vegetarian. Can't do it. You can try, but it doesn't work. Your heart will become very weak, and eventually you'll die of congested heart failure. Brother Rashid, okay. I think I touched on all three
yeah.
of those questions.
Yeah,
energy,
yeah,
it's all about
did.
Conserving energy after producing energy.
Yes.
You must conserve
yes,
energy.
Sir.
A lot of the wrong
yes,
exercise
sir.
Causes you to lose energy. Do not
yeah.
exercise to lose calorie. There's a better way to do
right.
it.
Right.
Thank you, Brother Imam
okay.
Mark Shahid. Excellent question.
Right. You know, that was a very powerful and very poignant information. I just want to say this, bro. Three levels of oxygen. We haven't tested on that one yet. You mentioned cigarette oxygen, and I know a lot of people got maybe thrown off a little bit about that. I think our next show that for the rest of the year, we're going to start the process of the 11 systems from head to toe. We're going to start that process all over again. So I want you guys to tune in and get yourself prepared. We're going to talk about the human anatomy and how it works. When he talked about interconnected, interrelated, interdependent, integrated, if you tune in to the lab, this is your school. This is the school for you. This is a school for you to understand one key element, you. We don't understand this. How do we talk to our children about science?
Think about this, Abdul Shaheed. Your child
yes,
comes
sir.
Home with a science project. Your child asks you something about the human body, and you don't even know. So you
exactly.
allow your child to be influenced by someone who don't know. So the old saying, when you let someone come into your house to teach you, a stranger come into the house to teach your children, and everybody say, oh, no, I won't do that. But yet you send your children to school, those are strangers. And you turn the TV on, that's another stranger. They tell you about some little purple dinosaur teaching your children. And you think that's cute. We need to know how to have these conversations at the dinner table. We need to know how to interact with our children in conversation about reading. And the importance of reading, we should all have a question that we ask our children every day so you know they're learning something from you instead of learning something from somebody, his story, his information about who you are, what you are, and how you are. He's dependent upon this person to teach them something about themselves instead of their parents teaching them something about yourself. So thank you so much for that explanation. And we will be getting into the 11 systems. Just to say
yes.
this one thing, and thank you, Mark, so much. It was the last Thursday, 2 years ago that we started this show. And last Tuesday, shall I say. This is the last Tuesday of this month. So we are honoring, this is our second year, Abushahid, of being on the air on IWDM Radio on the Science
Amazing.
Of Health and You. And I remember we started this, and we first did it. It was just a struggle to try to get people to listen, a struggle to say, what are we going to do? We talked about it. Just talk about the science of helping you. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
And if we look back on all the shows, and you can access all these shows on IWDM Radio if you really want to hear some of the programming. We started off talking about the 11 systems, the muscular system, the muscle. It was just a beautiful explanation for those who want to know. So you have to want something. You have to commit to something to really want to know what you need to know. So we have 1-1-1-1-1-1. I want you to hold on just 1 minute. I have one question. The young lady, one of my young students, who's been asking questions about her family, and now she has a question, Abdul Shaheed, and I think we've answered this question before, but she wasn't on at the time. My
okay.
mother had her thyroid removed. She has been inflating like a balloon ever since this happened 4 months ago. She cannot control her weight, and she's miserable all the time. Could you share with me what I need to do, since she's already lost her thyroid?
What do we need to do to maintain and manage that? You know this girl been listening to you. So the words she's using are the words we've been using on IWDM Radio. She's a student. She's always on the internet. She always have great questions. First it was her father who went through something. Now her mother. And she's watching her mother deteriorate because of what the doctors have done to her by removing her thyroid gland. Could you share that with us, my good brother? And then I'll take 111, 111. Amina, we'll just bear with you just for a second. I know you've been on for a while, but I know you have something pertinent to bring to the table. If you can ask the young lady's problem, go ahead, Abdushaheed.
Yes, sir. The thyroid gland is very, very important. And, of course, it works together with the pituitary gland, work together with all of the other organs. The thyroid gland, its main function is to digest all of the five food groups. That is the sugar, the starch, the protein, the fats, and the oil. It releases the hormone to digest all of these things. And when you everything that's in our body has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The Almighty didn't put anything there just for decoration. Just so it would look good. No, they all have form and function. So if you remove an organ and you don't know how the body operates, that's going to be a void. And that void must be what? Filled. There can be no void. That is the first principle of quantum physics. There can be no emptiness. So this is why you shouldn't unnecessarily have surgery. Every organ can be renewed. So my question is, why did they remove it? And the simplest and the most efficient way to nourish our thyroid, because every gland, every cell, every part of our body must be nourished, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't nourish it, it's going to deconstruct. Our body has the process of renewing itself because our cells divide. Something prevented those thyroid cells that make up the thyroid, everything is made of cells. Within the cell, you will find the genes, the DNA, the chromosomes, RNA, all these things that help us to replace every part of the body. So why take an organ out when you can renew it? It must be because they don't know how to make the thyroid gland healthy. That's why they remove it. They don't know what to do to make it healthy, so they take it out. But they have no replacement for it. So what kind of sense is this? So here's what you should do to nourish your thyroid, because of course it can help many other people so they don't have the thyroid removed in the first place. Number one, if the person is having a problem with their thyroid, it is because it's congested. How did it get congested? They used the wrong salt. It is that simple. They used the wrong cooking salt. They used Himalayan salt. They used pink salt. They used rock salt. I guarantee if I ask your student what kind of salt did the mother use, she would name one of these salts, pink salt, rock salt, all these different salts. And no one have ever shared with us that salt have different charges. We should use salt that has an equal amount of cation and anions. That means positive and negative charges. The other salts have more...
She just texted me. She said sea salt is what they use.
Absolutely. I already know. And that is not good cooking salt. It is toxic mineral. And this is the problem. And it destroyed the thyroid gland just by cooking with the wrong salt, because that salt has negative energy. Anions. Negative charges, cation, positive charges. Do you think somebody should have taught us this one at some point in elementary school, in kindergarten?
You would think they knew. Yes, sir. You would think so.
And the person would not destroy their thyroid gland. The best way to nourish our thyroid gland, and that's all we need to know how to do, how to nourish it, is use iodine salt. They have three elements in it. Sodium, chloride and iodine. That's it. Cook your food, all of the food that you cook, put this salt in it. It would automatically nourish the thyroid gland. You would never have a problem with it. But if you use the wrong salt, you're going to cause debris, more negative energy. I just said earlier, it is negative energy that causes diseases. It is positive energy that enhances health. There are two types of energy. Two types of energy. There's energy in the universe. Let's start with kinetic energy. Came out of dark energy. Kinetic energy. The energy in the human body is mitochondrial energy. But once that energy ceases, the universal energy takes over. Kinetic energy will cause deterioration and decay and decomposition. This is the process of life, believe it or not. That's what happened. Energy is always working in a human being. You're going to have negative energy that causes diseases and decomposition, or you're going to have positive energy to enhance health and well-being of the cell, where cell will be dividing constantly and producing all brain essential and body essential necessary for human life on this toxic, predatory, and adversary planet called Earth. That is the second question that must be answered. Where are we? We're on a rock floating in space, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's very toxic and adversary and predatory. There's a lot of booger traps, and we're sent here to be tested. So we become smarter, Earth smart and health smart, so we can carry out the function that we've been sent here to do. And we all have a purpose. We never would achieve that purpose if we don't take care of our health so we can take care of our brain and take care of our mind to make excellent decisions. Those are the connections. I hope that answers the question. So now he doesn't have a thyroid, and here's what happens. Now, if you enhance the health of the person, the other organ, like the liver, would take on the responsibility of the thyroid gland. Isn't that amazing? How most the Almighty is.
Yeah.
But you got to know how to do it. You cannot have a liver problem. You must remove congestion and concretion and poison and detox the liver by ionization with subatomic particles. This is how you enhance the other organ. Now you're missing one. Now you must enhance the liver, the kidney, the spleen, the pancreas, the adrenal gland, all of them now must be enhanced. You must remove the concretion, the blood impurity, and microbes, especially the fungus. I said it three times, Brother Rashid.
I know.
Man, it is most destructive. So I think I said enough on that.
Yes, sir. I'm sure you got. Well, I just texted her over the phone number, Abdul Shaheed, to you, and for her to get more information,
yes.
Just in case she doesn't have some. Just for those who don't understand, I saw this, the blue box with the little yolk,
When Grandma do get a pinch of salt, you know, she knew what she was doing. What did she learn there from? I don't know.
They put that salt in everything.
Yeah, so before we take another internet question, we have our 111111. She's been on for a long time, and thank you so much for being patient with us. Please state your name, tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes, how are you gentlemen this evening? I'm fine. I'm thinking you all. Yes, I'm happy I got through. I have three things to mention that really have hit home, and it may help someone else that's, you know, going through this situation with their health. There's a very prominent sister in our community who recently had a massive stroke on the way to Thanksgiving dinner with her family. She's from Oklahoma.
Right here in St.
She's
Louis.
From our community. And she is in your, they had to fly her on the, she was going on a connecting flight in your area, Brother Rashid Salam, in St. Louis, Missouri. She was on a connecting flight when the stroke happened, and they now have her, airlifted her in a hospital in St. Louis.
Yes, ma'am. We know all about it. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I wanted to say also, she was one who was adamant about, and you know, and everybody does what they choose with their health choices and protocol. But she was one that was adamant about taking that shot.
Mm.
Earlier, when they had all the hysteria and the paranoia and the fear mongering, they were telling people to do what 3 years ago. You know, take the shot. You have to take it. And I was one who was telling everyone, I'm not the only one, but I was telling everyone about symptometry, about the, you know, I was sending links about we don't have to give up our medical rights, even though they keep saying that we had to and all of that. And there were believers online. I'm not on the Facebook or anything, but I'm on the, there's mass texts that go out to believers in our area that, you know, about different groups and what activities are around and what, you know, what is going on with the community as far as our health and everything else, you know. And, you know, I was telling people that, you know, these are poison shot, and she was one that got on the line and mentioned, you really shouldn't say this to people, you know, the people might be insulted. And I had to politely tell her, you know, we have to tell the truth, and we cannot just arbitrarily go with what these people try to tell you to do with your own body. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. We're making do offer her. She's stable. They had to do an emergency operation because she was hemorrhaging in the brain.
She had an aneurysm, yes.
She had an aneurysm like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir. And so then the other thing is there's a brother here that we know very well, because I've been sending out the text to everybody about, you know, the Science of Helping You and the other two programs, everybody in my phone list. And I got a lot of people in my phone list, believers and my family members. And one brother contacted me tonight. He mentioned that he's having problems logging in. So I gave him your number and Brother Abdul Shaheed. I said, you know, if you have any problems, call these two brothers. They're the host and the co-host of the Science of Health and You. And it's a political activist in this area. And he's from our community, too.
Okay.
So he'll probably be contacting you soon. And also, I gave him the other two programs, you know, the Morning Talim and the other one. I sent all three to him.
Okay.
And then also I got a text because I was gone running errands today. I got a mass text from believers today that Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayhi's first wife, Sister Shirley, has made her transition.
Yes, we got that too.
I'm on with them.
Thank you so much. Push one on your phone, Sister Mina. If you have another question, then just push one and come back into the queue. Thank you so much for the information. And we have made contact with a young lady here in St. Louis, and the Health and Safety Committee has been out to the hospital, and we're doing some phenomenal things for her while she's here and recovering. And thank you for that update. You know. Let me just say this. It's, she came on just in time, right before I was getting ready to take a break. The next question was about the vaccine. And I just have to say this for those of you who don't know, that the CDC has already acknowledged the fact that the vaccine does not cure COVID-19 or whatever you took the shot for. After 2.5 years, one thing has happened that they've been able to do research on, because they have identified you, because when you take that shot, you become a number in either the database. And that shot causes blood clots. That shot causes muscle interaction, respiratory situation, and heart attack. These is so many people passing away now, but nobody wants to relate it to that vaccine. But you have to, because she just made a very a beautiful point that she took the shot. Now, what does she have? An aneurysm. What's an aneurysm? A blood clot. So I'm going to let you take this next question, because interrelated, integrated, okay? The next question was... And thank you, Amina, for sharing that information about the sister. I didn't think in terms of that. I don't know her, but I know she is in St. Louis here where I'm located. And we have reached out to touch her. And fortunately, she made it through the operation. It happened at the nick of time at the airport. She said, I'm feeling funny. They say this lady's having a heart attack. But it was actually, she had an aneurysm. And I'll let Abdul Shaheed share with you what an aneurysm is. He talked about cartilages and capillaries and muscles and veins, so I'll let him share that with you. But this shot, period, this vaccine, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just want to know what you're going to give me. But when you tell me there's proprietary information in here and I can't share that with you, number one, that's a red flag. Number two, all of a sudden, when the Congress passed this bill that if you die from a vaccine or from the vaccine that they created, you couldn't sue them. And all of a sudden, they had so many vaccines to make your head swim. But what were they before you signed this bill? They would not put that vaccine in the marketplace if the Congress passed this bill, too. Well, you couldn't sue them if you died from this particular vaccine. Now, they say it'll take 2 to 3 years down the road before they really realize how bad the shot is. They keep giving us boosters and this. So what really is going to happen to a lot of people? Oh, she had a heart attack, but you're not going to relate it to the vaccine. Oh, they had a blood clot, you're not going to relate it to the vaccine. Yes. Because we don't study, we don't educate. We just let NASA do whatever he want to do with our body. And I'm not trying to be rude, but you have to think yourself through this, follow it to its logical conclusion, and determine whether you're going to let some people put this poison in your body or not. And what's the repercussions of it? You've got to know this. So they got enough history, enough data that the CDC has given us already. Well, you can now do the research yourself. And just last year they came out with, now here's the CDC, right after the COVID thing ended. There's a green leafy vegetable that we know you can take now that can knock out COVID-19. Guess what it was, ladies and gentlemen? Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Now, think about this, Brother Abdu. We've been talking about the broccoli cleanse for how long? For 2 years.
All the time.
Now, I'm not just saying eat broccoli. That's a special recipe, a special way you prepare broccoli that you should eat. Well, I eat broccoli all the time. No, you don't eat broccoli proper. So there's a recipe that we've already asked. I haven't heard anybody on this show. Now, here's what people have asked me for the broccoli cleanse. And I'm telling you right now, it works. It works. That cleansing of your body, those 5 sulfurs in broccoli that we haven't talked about. But here's what we're going to talk about today, and I'm going to take a quick break. And I think 706-202, I think your hand is raised. I'm going to bring you back on again. But the question was, check this out now. I remember you told us about sulfur. What does it have to do with the vaccine? Now, you're God with us. The good Lord is with us. We're able to tie all this together. It's working just like it's supposed to work. And we're going to take a quick break here, Abdul Shaheed, just everybody get a sip of water and you relax yourself a little bit. And we're going to get into this thing called vaccine. Vaccine. And let me tell you something. I think I shared this with you, Abdul Shaheed. I said, Abdul, I got a funny feeling. This is going to be the worst years in our life by African-American people who are going to leave us and find themselves underground from listening to somebody who don't have their best interests at heart. I just hate to say that, but I see it coming. I want you to talk about when we come back, why in the wintertime we get all these colds and viruses and so forth and so on. That's to do with oxygen again. So I want you to get into the three levels of oxygen, talk about the vaccine, so to speak, but at the same time, share with us the importance of just knowing. If you do take it, there's still a remedy. You know, so don't feel bad. So if you're taking this shot already, guess what? That shot's still in you. Guess what?
Yes.
That shot is affecting some part of your body, maybe your heart, maybe your muscle, maybe your blood clot, maybe pain. I don't know. Because everybody has a different body. I just want to take a quick break so we can relax a little bit. A lot of information has been said tonight. We do have some more hands raised, and we want to make sure that we get to you. Just 1 minute as we take a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need?
Again, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show, and our guest speaker is Abdul Shaheed out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we're talking about optimal health. We're talking about you. We're talking scientific talk. The information we should have learned in our science class years and years and years ago, but we didn't. Now we become aware. So beware of the traps, the booby trap they have set for us, and beware of people who call themselves doctors, who call themselves practitioners. Beware if you need to ask them questions. If they don't answer your questions, put your track shoes on and run. You need to know what they're giving you. All we know, we walk away from the hospital or the doctor's office with a white piece of paper. And on that white piece of paper is a prescription. And in that prescription, they have prescribed something for you that has side effects. Ladies and gentlemen, why would you give me something that's going to cause more problems than I have and then give me another prescription to deal with the problem that caused and then not know the content of that prescription and what it's doing to your body, i.e. vaccine? The floor is yours, my brother. Before we
Brother Rashid, we don't have to take a vaccine. We don't need one. But if a person do not have the knowledge and don't know what else to do, I guess they have to take one. And that's what happened to most people because of the knowledge we don't have that we should have. If a person take a vaccine, Brother Rashid, there are three things that's in the vaccine, and these same three things are all in all drugs that will compromise the person further. After taking a vaccine, a person would not become healthier. Their health would be compromised, and they have wrecked their immune system by taking a vaccine. So now they are reliant upon the mRNA that's in the vaccine. And they're going to always need a booster because that mRNA is going to deteriorate at some point. They're going to need a booster. So what we need to do is know how to support our immune system. What do we need to support the immune system? We need an enzyme. That enzyme is called dehydrogenase. It speeds up the production of T cells, B cells, and interferon to fight viruses. There's hundreds of viruses, Brother Rashid, but a vaccine that they have out only take care of about 10 of them. And and that's what we vaccinate our children with. You protect them from about 9 or 10 diseases, microbes, in other words. And what are you going to do about the other 300 or more microbes that can kill them? It doesn't make any sense. The best method is to support and enhance the immune system. It is the immune system that take care of us on this toxic planet. Microbes are on every surface on this planet, and there's no way we can sanitize planet Earth. I don't care what they tell you. There are microbes everywhere. On every surface on this planet, there are microbes. And soon as you wash your hands, 5 minutes later, microbes are back on them. This is why our parent told us constantly wash your hand. Every time you go outside, you come back. Did you wash your hand? We heard that so many times, Brother Rashid, growing up, that we automatically wash our hands. But so many people in this world do not. They don't. Here are the three things that will be found in vaccine and also prescription drugs. One is called halogen. Halogen is a mineral salt that has more negative energy than positive energy, a mineral salt in all vaccine, in all prescription drugs. Another substance that's in it is toxic metal. Toxic metal are omnipresent. They're in the food, they're in the air, they're in the water. Now they're in prescription drugs, and they're in vaccine. Toxic metal is one of those things that denature enzymes. I already mentioned dehydrogenase as the enzyme that speeds up the production of T cell, B cell interferons that fight viruses. And the final thing that's in the vaccine and in drugs, prescription drugs, would be a kill. Sound like an Arab word. A kill. A-L-K-Y-L. What is that? This is something that alchemists, when they first start making drugs, put in the drugs, and they've been putting it in there ever since. That is a substance that will remove hydrogen from the cell. Hydrogen from the cell.
If the cells do not have hydrogen,
say that again.
Wait a minute.
It removes hydrogen
from the cell.
Elaborate just real quickly on what you just said. If something is removing hydrogen from your cell, that's water.
That's water and that's heat. What can the cell do without thermal energy? We already mentioned energy, all of the different forms of energy.
Oh,
thermal energy is the main source, okay? And then you're talking about hydrogen. Where you need hydrogen to produce what? Water. There must be water. We're 94% water, and within the cell cytoplasm, it must be fluid. Otherwise, it will not function. So I've given you three things. They're going to cause side effects. That's where the side effects come from, those three things. Brother and sister, what we're sharing on this program, another program we speak, are the facts of life. It's not my opinion. I don't have an opinion. These are the facts. and you're able to do whatever you want to do with them. But I know nobody's coming to save us. The Almighty has already told us we have to save ourselves. He's not coming either. He's given us everything we need to solve every problem we have. They're inside of us already, and nobody can take it away. But we have to have know how to access those things that's inside of us, Brother Rashid. So St. Thomas was formerly A16B that was fortified the person's immune system by producing that enzyme I just mentioned, dehydrogenase.
Right.
There's many, many enzymes. Nothing happened in the human body without enzymes. We need energy to produce them. This is what the cells must do. That is called a body essential, a cells essential. Essential are those things that must be produced by our cells in order for us to maintain a paradigm of normalcy. When the cell cannot produce them, abnormalcy will occur, which is a disease, because we deviated from the pattern that was established in the citra, the natural pattern. You deviate,
okay,
a disease. That's what happens.
All right. Okay. Now, what we're going to do, though, we're going to open up the line for those of you who may have a question. I do have two other questions from the Internet. One is on weight reduction, and the other one is on what do you mean by form and function? Now, we kind of know what that is, so that's going to be an easy question to answer. But I want you to answer a question for me and my family that I have with a brother of mine who's self-capitalizing himself, a brother of mine who has no energy, a brother of mine who has, I feel, maybe some prostate problems, or he may have something even more seriously than that. He's cold all the time. He's always covered up, and he has no energy, no functionality, and he's just mentally, to me, this is me personally talking to you, because, you know, we talk about everything. And this is at home. This is someone in my family that I just need to try to maybe get more information to share with him what he needs to do. He's out of energy. Okay?
Yeah, that's
he
not
is,
good.
He has some prostate issues. He can't go to the bathroom without self-catheterizing himself.
Blockages, concretion.
Yeah, you know I know. And I
mm-hmm.
shared this, you know. So his intake of whatever it is he's eating, his non-ability to flush out what's there so he can get his levels back to normal, and he's constantly running to emergency room, okay, just for my sake. So when I share information with him, you know, I wish some of my family was on the phone. I would definitely want them to hear it as well, because I did send a notice out to his wife and some other members of the family as well to get on and just listen. You don't have to do anything but listen. But the research, I said this earlier in the program, ladies and gentlemen, if you go on this website, I don't care what you have. I don't care what you're going through. If you got aches in your knees, aches in your back, your elbow hurt, your fingers hurt, you got so-called arthritis, and you know all this stuff is inflammation. It's correctable. It's just pay attention to yourself and do that self-search. You'll be shocked what you can learn when it comes to content of the food that you eat and the reaction that you get from the food that you eat. And let's talk about a little bit of inflammation, where it comes from also, Abdul Shaheed. So if you can answer that question, I think we kind of covered that vaccine question to some degree. And for those of you who want to know, there's an article on the website as well on vaccine.
Yes.
I mean, thorough information. You don't have to believe us. You don't have to believe Abdul Shaheed. Find out for yourself and then ask your doctor and see what he says. He's going to get you out of his office so quick, he's going to make your head swim. He's not going to sit there. He's not going to tell you the truth, because if he told you the truth, he can't make any more money. So when we run to Dr. Frankenstein and ask him for help, you really think he's going to give you the answer to get well? I mean, just think about it. Pharmaceutical company, do you really think he's going to give you something that's going to make you well?
And that's what their business,
business
is, Brother Rashid.
They're out of business. I mean, come on.
The doctor is a business, man.
Straight up business people. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, all we're trying to say to you is this. You're responsible, Abdul Shaheed made it very plain. You're responsible for your own self. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, then do something about it. But don't run to Dr. Frankenstein. You know, let's answer this question of Dr. Frankenstein. Everybody remember the movie Dr. Frankenstein, I hope. What did it take for him to be activated? Electricity. What is
electricity? Electrical energy.
If that electricity hit that dead body and all the different parts of that body would have been sitting there, not moving, inoperable, and so forth and so on. So the lesson was already given to us. These people always tell us the truth. We just can't perceive. We can't get it in our own head that we got the information already in us. We just have to study. We just have to pay attention to ourselves. So I don't want to talk too much longer, but I want you to, as we begin to wind down the show, I want those of you who are on the line, do not feel bad. Press 1 on your phone. I guarantee you, you know somebody in your family. Just like I confessed to my family, you know somebody in your family who's sick. You may be sick. You know your neighbor next door got some issues, some problems. You know you got some friends. You ain't no doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you where to go get some information. That's all you have to say. You can get natural help, scientific help, verifiable help. You don't have to go to nobody to get this information. You can see it for yourself. The truth is the truth, the whole truth. So help me God. And what they say, the truth shall set you free. So if you want to be in pain, you want to walk up and down the street with a cane, you want to keep on running, taking prescriptions and from somebody who's giving you something who's not thinking about curing you, you will continue to have this thing called dis-ease. It will turn into something that will take your life from you as you move forward. So we're not trying to scare you. We're trying to educate you. The name of the show is The Science of Health and You. And once again, thank you for tuning in to IWDM Radio. I am Rashid Salam and Abu Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, from the American School of Symptomology. And I hope we're saying something to you that provokes thought. That's all we can do, provoke thought. If you don't want to hear it, all you have to do is hang up. But you're running from yourself. We started the program off, self-search. Change your environment. Change your values. Change your information level. So you can have a better disposition, a better attitude, so you can have a gift that's already in you that you can't even deal with because you haven't taken the time out to pay attention to yourself. So with that, I think we have one hand that's raised here, and then we want you to begin to make your closing remarks. And for those of you who have a question, here you have an opportunity. You're on the phone. You're in a lab. You're in the studio. Ask the question. If not for you, it's somebody else. Kwame, I don't know whether you still have your hand raised from previous question you had, but your hand is raised. 706-202. Is that you, Kwame?
Yes.
It's
two questions that I had pertaining to when we were talking, when the brother was speaking on to exercise. You spoke about exercise of the body, exercise in the mind. But we have to understand, too, we mind, body, spirit. There's a spiritual exercise we need to begin to understand, too, to help our immune system. I don't know if you've ever heard of forest bathing. And that's something that you go walking in the forest and the energy that's connected from nature. And the thing that you're talking about, one other part that you've got is that vaccine. When you look up the word of the etymology of the word vaccine, it refers to a cow. It doesn't refer to a human. If you look up the etymology of the word, it tells you that a vaccine means to pertain to a cow because that was what they were pertaining to with cowpox.
Okay.
And then they had to find a way in which to cure cows and that part in smallpox. But the part that you're looking at and the last part in that, you're looking at saying, okay, these people that create vaccines are pharmacologists. See, the thing of it is, the word pharmacy and the word pharmacology, the F-A-R-M is a farm. That's in nature. Those plants and relatives that they copy from and put it into a artificial form and create it in a lab, but what the farm that's created in nature is most conducive to the human. That's why we don't have pharmacy. That's why they can't get a patent on a plant. Because the creator, Allah, makes the original. That's why they created what they call GMOs, genetically modified. But see, the thing GMO is God makes originals. And we have to go to the original source, which is in nature. All that we need to balance our lives is in nature. The earth was the first community. All that you need is in nature. And what we have to do is going back to that natural. That's why I keep going back to the word urban. Urban makes you an orphan from nature. You are banned. You are B-A-N, banned from nature. You're in a concrete jungle, asphalt and concrete buildings that block out the sun from what feeds you, especially us melanated people. We have to go back to our original, because our indigenous ancestors said we should not be eating anything that's not grown in its own packaging. If you go into a store, you see all these different color packages and all the different colors, but nature packages its own food. And what we have now is what we got in trouble with. We had witch doctors, and this is why they had to get rid of them, because you confuse the people saying, which doctor do I use, the naturopath or this practicing man? Which do I use, this naturopath or this practicing one? They got rid of the witch doctors, the naturopaths, the women herbalists, the midwives, the doulas, and then they took over the practice of death.
All right, my good brother. You know, thank you so much. I want those who are listening, he keeps using his word understand and overstand. Now, I want you to just answer that question for everybody, Kwame. When you say, I overstand instead of understand, I think they got the message down, but can you just elaborate on why you use that term so religiously? Did we lose you, Kwame? Okay, he must have hung up. Okay, now he's still there. Did you pull on your phone?
Oh, yeah. I apologize. I put myself on mute.
Yeah, I just want you, because everybody, I got a text. What does he mean, overstand? You know, the text came
overstand
in. Overstand
is that as above, so below. I'm using the consciousness of my above energy, my cosmic consciousness, my connection to the creative source.
Okay.
That's over us. And so being able to take that, it's not under me,
okay.
It's over me, because this is where
right.
I receive from. And so this is the part we have to use the right language to get the right message to our consciousness to respond.
Okay.
This is why
Okay. So I mean, I appreciate you. I just wanted you to make clear for those who didn't overstand. Okay. They tell me have understood, they didn't overstand. So no problem at all. Thank you so much, Kwame. Appreciate you, man. And please come back next week if you possibly can. And also share with your friends and relatives. I know you know a lot of people who are going through these trials and tribulations. And likewise, for those of you who are on the phone, there is a lot of things going on in your life that create negative energy. Stress, worry, strain, finance, relationships. We can go on and on and on. Misunderstanding, misinformation. You know, your car broke down. You know, something always happening to us. And what keeps you standing is the balance of negative and positive energy. And we talked about that. But, you know, it's like you plug yourself into an electrical socket. And all you have to do with negative energy is unplug yourself, and you won't be here anymore. You might have a physical body, but you have no mental disposition. You may have a physical body, but it's all out of whack. This is what we're trying to do, bring balance, bring you back to form and function, put you in a situation where you become a optimal human being, an optimal human being. That's all we say. For those of you who may have a question, you still have a chance to press one on your telephone, and you're going to wind down here. We have 10 minutes to go here, and we're going to have the closing remarks by Abdul Shaheed. Thank you, brother, once again for being so clear. We want to thank all the listening audience and all those who commented. Kwame, Shakur, Kwame, thank you, brother. You made some very beautiful points, and I think people can have some clarity on what we mean by the future, what we mean by nature, what we mean by those particular things that are, that make us successful in our thinking process. You want to think better? Here's the most important thing I want to leave with you tonight. Your children, your grandchildren, we're responsible. Keep on feeding your children GMO seeds, GMO food. Keep on getting them honey buns, Cheetos. Keep on. And you're going to look up one day, that child's going to be acting crazy, all outdoors. You're going to say, what's wrong with you? No, what happened to you? You don't want to be responsible for that child. You don't want to give him that bad food. You don't want to give him those things that he shouldn't be eating. Ice cream, peanuts, and all those things that have a negative effect on our body. We haven't got there yet, but we will get there in the course of our programming that we do coming up. And we will have the next 4 weeks of what we're going to be doing for the month of December. And those of you who want to just push me on your phone and thank us for being here for 2 years, please do. We've been here 2 years, Abdul Shaheed. I mean,
that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The last Tuesday. I didn't know that was Mark Sheridan. Woo, man. So we're going to change up this year. We're going to get on Zoom. We're going to get on Facebook Live. We're going to expand this thing
absolutely
to our college campuses. We want to talk to those who have children in college. We want them to tune in. You know, a lot of our young people don't listen to Blog Talk Radio, but they will get on the Internet. They will get on a FaceTime. They will get on Zoom. So we're going to accommodate. We're going to meet them where they are because
absolutely
this is pertinent. How can you go to school eating the wrong foods and study and take in information and dissect it and try to come to a conclusion if it's not doing you any good? Our children, our future. If that's the case, we better act like it. We better do something about it. So with that, Abdul Shaheed, why don't you give us some closing remarks? And once again, as I say, thank you so much. And let us know how we can reach out and touch you for more additional information. You have my number, 650-669-0458, 650-669-0458. You can text me for anything that you want. And AMSOS.org. Abdul Shaheed?
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much, Brother Rashid. We have certainly enjoyed ourselves tonight sharing information about Optima Health and Centometry, all these things. I just want to make a comment about your brother with the situation that he's facing.
Yes.
It's come down to, Brother Rashid, blood impurities. And these things are coming from the air, the food, the water. Ultimately, he just made the wrong selection. The air is not the same everywhere. The water is not the same. And the food is not the same. He must be very specific when it comes to these things. And your brother's blood needs to be ionized. The blood impurity must be reduced. This is what would deplete the energy from all the cells. Our cells produce the energy. But when they're on lockdown, nothing get in, nothing get out. There's too many cells, membrane, the cellular membrane, the plasma membrane, have blockages, concretion. All these things must be removed. The cell membrane must be cleared. If you come to Centometry and use a subatomic particle called particulates and properly nourish the cell with dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecule, he can gain his health back, but he must have a mindset change, a paradigm shift. You know, even healthy food will kill if you don't know what to do after eating food.
Mm-hmm.
So our brother mentioned the Mother Nature, natural. We must understand, Brother Rashid, everything that Mother Nature produces has two components, one positive, one negative. There's an upside, there's a downside. Now, it depends on how the person used the positive and the negative, what makes all the difference in the world. You can take one atom and use it to ionize the person's body. You can take the same atom and destroy countries with the atomic bomb. How are you going to use the atom? You can use it for good or you can use it for destruction. It came from the same source. So remember, whatever Mother Nature produces, it has two components, one positive, one negative. Doesn't make a difference what it is. Now we have to determine how we're going to use that. So, Brother Rashid, we just simply say that everything about health comes down to energy.
Right.
Your brother is losing energy. People who are sick are losing energy. The sister that had the massive stroke, losing energy, because the cell cannot do anything without energy. Cannot repair the epithelium, cannot renew the epithelium that lines the blood vessels, veins, and capillaries. Can't do it without energy. The DNA won't divide. I mean, the DNA will become fragmented. It won't unwind. And the gene won't release the blueprint to it if the energy is not there. The chromosome won't work without energy. And this is how it is. We are made of cells, and the cells are in charge of our health. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us. 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 different types of cells. If we continue to ignore them, health will be denied. They will not produce all of the essential that's needed to maintain optimal health. And what is optimal health, Brother Rashid? We're going to end it with this in our conclusion. Optimal health is the natural ability for all of the body parts to resist diseases. See, on this toxic predatory planet, we have the ability to resist diseases by making the body resistant to microbes and parasites, as well as toxic metal, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloid, and acid. But here's what is required. Mastering of the health rules. There are rules to health. For example, the iron rules, the pH rule, the natural laws, their speed laws, their weakness laws. These are the things that the American School of Symptomatology teaches. So health has to be earned. It's not guaranteed to anyone. And we have to learn what we have to do. As simple as that. No one is coming to save us, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
so we
sir.
Thank you for having this platform. And for
Before we go, Abdul Shaheed, let me just ask this, let's say this one thing. There is an opportunity for all of us to get into a class on salt and sugar coming up here. And I know, is this coming Saturday? Am I correct?
Saturday. This coming
Saturday. And those of you who are on the line, I will send you a link to this. It's a cost to it, but we get a 50% discount for being in this class.
50%
for those of you.
More than 50% discount. That's a $200 saving you can get. And then you can still make payments, Brother Rashid. You can make payments if you decide to enroll.
That's the point I want to make here. It's a one-hour class, right, from 8 to 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Is that it? I'll make sure I get the information out
for
to those who are on the line.
Four Saturdays.
Four straight Saturdays. My daughter just told me she was on the Internet. So I think I shared with you some of the issues that she was having since she moved to Georgia. Just do me a favor real quick and talk about carpet. And let's talk about what I think you still remember what I told you about her, about my granddaughter, what happened to her. If you can share with her, she's listening on the Internet right now, on what she needs to do to correct the problems that she was having, and let her know how important that carpet, I'm not going to say how important, but the devastation of what carpet does to young children who are just developing. She's only 2 years old. So there's certain things that she can't adjust to. She just moved from Phoenix, Arizona, and they're in Georgia right now. But we just need to just open up in the seizure situation that she had. I think it was puberal seizure. I'm not really sure because the doctor didn't diagnose. He told her she had the flu, this stupid cell. But anyway, the bottom line is,
wow.
I mean, I just have to say it like it is. You know, how you diagnose somebody?
You said it right.
They talk about the flu. I mean, it was just unbelievable thought process. You just want to pick up the, you know, just want to curse somebody out when people tell you this ignorant stuff. Because we don't know, then we accept what they say. So those of you who are on the line and have children, you need to be, this coming Saturday, you need to call in and register, and I'll make sure you get the information. Call in and register and make sure you on this program. Even if you miss the show, it's being recorded, so you'll get the recording just in case you miss one of the programs, but you have to be registered. Now, you know, I think it's like $50 to get started, whatever the situation is. I'm going to be home. I'm going to be in there. But people don't understand salt and sugar, Abdul Shaheed.
I mean,
yes,
it's going to be
salt
deeper.
Diseases.
It's going to be deeper.
Sugar diseases. What caused them?
It's going to be deeper than salt and sugar. But see, we don't
yes.
know that because we've never been exposed to the education and the information. So with that, I just want you to let us know what website we need to get to, and I can send it out for those who are on the line. I can make sure you get the information, but just for the sake of providing us with information and education, what happens this coming weekend?
Absolutely. It's starting December the 2nd, which is this Saturday. All you have to do is go to the website, amsos.org. Scroll down, and you will see open enrollment. Click on that open enrollment. And all you have to do, really, is follow the prompts after that. If you use this coupon code for the coach's coupon code, AS, which stands for Abdul Shaheed, 2023, and that will take off an additional $25. This program, this class normally retails for $350. You're going to have a $200 saving. The cost will be reduced to $150, trying to get this information out to people. $150, and you can even make payments on that. But you need to register as soon as you can. So this is about salt and sugar diseases and where they come from. But you're going to learn a lot more than that. So if you go to the website, scroll down to open enrollment, and click on it, and just follow the prompts. Class will be held on December the 2nd, December the 9th, December the 16th, and then the last Saturday in the month, which will be December the 30th. There will be four classes, four sessions, one per week. Brother Rashid, I don't know what else we can do to get the information. I mean, the information is going to be incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that's caused by salt and sugar, over 147 different diseases. And you can learn about these and how to prevent them.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to definitely make sure I send it out to my database.
All those individuals who got my emails or got my texts, I'm going to send it out to you so you can have it. If you could just expound just a little bit on my granddaughter real quick. I know I know just a little bit, then we'll close out from there. Go ahead, my brother. That's the carpet and everything else that goes into it. Go ahead.
Excellent. First of all, when a person have a fever, right away, we want to reduce the fever. We want to reduce the temperature, but that doesn't remove the source of the fever. This is how we have to be thinking. Every disease, every condition, every symptom has a source, just like every river has a source. And so the source of fever would be a microbe. Microbes are those things that we cannot see. That's what microbes stand for. And these things are inside of us. And then the microbe in particular would be you have viruses, you have bacteria, and you have fungus. It would be one of those. If a person has a fungus inside of them, it would cause all kind of problems, all kind of issues, seizure, palpitation, fainting, hot and cold temperature, all these different conditions by microbes. Because we're exposed to these things everywhere. They're everywhere. They're airborne, they're waterborne, and they're foodborne.
Carpet.
So in order to get rid of it, it's in the carpet. The carpet. You go to a new apartment or into a new home, and you don't know how long it's been vacant or been exposed to different things or what it's been exposed to, and you haven't removed these things from the air. You haven't purified the air. These things are everywhere. You go, you get a vacuum out and start cleaning the carpet. These things become airborne. Now you're breathing them. You have a cup of water sitting out on your counter, or your child asks for water. You put it out on the counter. These viruses and fungus, they fall down from the air into the cup of water. They're on food. They're on fruits and vegetables. We just use some water to rinse over them. This is why you cannot eat salads. Because the fungus and all these things are on them. You don't see them, but they're there. And you buy bread, you leave the bread on the counter for 3 days, it's loaded with fungus. I'm telling you, you have to learn how to protect yourself. If you don't, they'll take over your body, and they'll cause many, many symptoms and diseases, and your doctor will not have a clue. You won't be able to find these things on no electronic machines, on no fancy machine that costs almost billions of dollars. You won't find them. And this is what quantum physics comes in. And this is what scintometry used to track these things down. We know how to get rid of them, reduce their number, and enhance and support the immune system. You remove the microbe, and the fever will go away. This is how it's done. You remove the source. That's what we have to do. And also in that carpet, there's an element called bromine. Don't walk on your carpet barefoot. Bromine toxicity. Bromine will destroy every gland in the human body, every single one. The lining of your bathtub is coated with bromine. So it's healthier to take a shower than a bath. The upholstery on your sofa, your recliner, has bromine. Your toothpaste, your mouthwash, bromine. These things are endocrine destroyers. Well, we just have to be, we have to know, brothers and sisters, and we have to know how to protect ourselves. No one is going to do it for us. That's why we must have the knowledge. Knowledge is the key to understanding how to get our health back, because our brain is tied to how healthy we are. We must know how to produce neurons by the billions every single day. These neurons, brothers and sisters, that enhance cellular activity, that produce energy. And it uses more energy than any other thing in the human body. These neurons, there's billions of them. The body would cease to function without these neurons and without us producing energy. So, Brother Rashid, I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, you know,
we'd like to give our contact information.
Yeah, do that, please.
So anyone have the need to contact us, please feel free to contact us. Brother and sister, every disease is reversible. It's up to the person that has it. And when we mention a cure, that means you have to know how to maintain and repair the body. If not, you keep making mistakes, the disease is going to reoccur. It's coming back, not going anywhere. So we have to make changes, modification to our diet, modification to our lifestyle, and learn how to live on this planet scientifically, using science. This is what must happen. We must reduce blood impurities, remove the concretion, the cholesterol deposit, the calculus, the marble, the gravel, the sand, the stone, the calculus, all these things that compromises our cells so they can carry out their job. And their job is to keep us healthy. That's where health comes from. And they're always under attack, brothers and sisters. It takes great knowledge to help them so they can help us. Brother Rashid, anyone have a need to contact us, just call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. We also have a program on AM360. That program is called Optimal Health. Every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, please join us and bring someone with you. All you have to do is dial into 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. We have a program also on Saturday and Sunday. It is called Morning Tylene, the Learning Circle. And we share more information about Optimal Health. That time is from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can join us by simply calling in to free conference call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. Please join us, brothers and sisters. We can learn this information, and we can become the very best possible human beings on this planet, enabling us to help more and more people become more valuable to our community. This is what it's going to take, brothers and sisters, to remake the world. And it starts with each and every one of us. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to work with you. And we'll be heading into our third year It's been amazing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah. It has been amazing, you know. So questions about dementia, questions about diabetes, questions about high blood pressure,
yeah,
liver conditions, kidney conditions, heart disease, arthritis. Let's quit playing with our life. More importantly, let's quit playing with our children's life.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a mental health crisis. And I started the show off. I said, if we could just accept this one tool, none of us are well.
Absolutely.
These people did a job on us. I am just so shocked, Abdul Shaheed, that we as an African-American community are still here.
Still standing.
What these people have done to us, you can call them whatever you want to call them. I ain't calling nobody by their name. The powers that be had one thing in mind when they brought us here, to get what they wanted and then get rid of us. We're still here.
Yep.
Now we have been blessed now to have education and information on how to be active and healthy. We don't even know the dimension of thinking, the dimension
can
go to, how many geniuses we can raise in our own houses. These little 2 and 3 year old kids, they're future geniuses if we take care of them properly.
Absolutely.
We know something that they don't know. It's our job to make sure they get this information so they can be able to change the world and do the things that we all should have been doing, but based on the fact that we didn't know. There's nothing wrong with you not knowing. There's something wrong with you now that you know not to do something with it. So with that,
absolutely,
we want to thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight. We'll be back here Tuesday for your school. This laboratory that we're talking about, do not miss yourself. Allow yourself not to get what you need to sustain yourself. And what I say, take the F off self and know thyself. If you know yourself, you know how they're integrated, interrelated, interdependent, and interconnected. We don't even know what it feels like to feel good. if I ask anybody, what does it feel like to feel good? What would you say? How would you
amazing,
know?
Amazing,
amazing. I mean, we don't want to. Let me stop right here. Thank you so much once again, Abdul Shaheed, and we want to thank our listening audience and those of you who had questions, and thank you, Kwame, and Mark, and all those who had some comments. This is your lab. We ask that you come and share what you think. Provide the information that could be beneficial to somebody else. Everybody who had a question today, everybody who said something today, you taught somebody something. It was that powerful. So with that, we do have other programs here on IWDM Radio throughout the week, and educational programs, programs that benefit all of us. And we try to pride ourselves in providing you with information that can change your life, reform your thinking process, and provide you with the tools and resources that you need to be a better person, be a better family member, be a better community member. And at some point in time, get involved in the politics, as we talked about earlier, so we can affect education, and so we can affect economics, so we can affect our culture life. No matter what our children are doing in these streets today, it's correctable. It's a tough job.
That's right.
But it's correctable. It is correctable. So, but see, first of all, we have to correct ourselves and get ourselves to a state where we can function. So with that, I want Mark Shaheed, our public service announcement, to come on and share with you other programs that go on throughout the week on IWDM Radio. Mark Shaheed, how are you doing, sir? Are you there?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm still doing. I'm not done yet. And I say all
right.
Praises to God. what a wonderful science of health and you learning lab. And I want to commend both of you all and congratulate you on 2 years of contribution and service here on IWDM Radio. And we want our radio listening audience to know that the beat goes on here in IWDM Radio, as tomorrow is Wednesday. And that means that it is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudine out of Miami, Florida, joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And just like self-search, we'll be still on self-search and questions that you have to ask yourself, answer for yourself to try to find yourself. And we're talking about the real self, the self that the Creator created. So tune in tomorrow for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the MGM Roundtable. That stands for the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. It's hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. As I'd like to bring and present to you very distinguished and esteemed guests inside the community of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, also outside the community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And tomorrow we'll have a very special guest in the first hour, and also we're looking for some of the students that will be graduating. Yes, graduating from the Islamic Leadership Development and Training Program Institute that will be happening in Newark, New Jersey. The time to be grateful. So we're looking forward to some of those students coming on and having a word or two in regards to this upcoming historic graduation, this year's 2023, time to be grateful. And that begins at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and that would be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we are still on the True Love Recipe, and we'll be on the letter S. And all of you are invited guests to tune in, and we may have a special guest facilitator come this Thursday, so please tune in for that. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatul Jumu'ah Day. Muslim worldwide, those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio with the man Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. It happens each and every Friday starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Our latest production is the Muslim Book Club. Yes, that's right. You heard it right, the Muslim Book Club. And the first book that is being read and reviewed, a commentary insight, is on our honorable First Lady and mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the mother of our nation. These two volumes of books, they are excellent books. Once you pick it up and once you begin to read about this amazing lady, honorable lady, First Lady and mother of our community, you won't want to put it down. You also get an opportunity to know how and where you can actually purchase these outstanding publication by Dr. Zakia Muhammad, one of our educator extraordinaire who transitioned. But she has done an outstanding work and contribution that she's made to this community in regards to our honorable First Lady and mother. That happens each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, the Muslim Book Club. Sunday, the longest-running production on IWDM Radio, that is Words Make People. Sounds familiar? Yeah, that is the theme for this year's 2023, Time to Be Grateful. But you can get that each and every Sunday afternoon right here on IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir. It happens each and every Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Monday, the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, the very distinguished Imam Nazim Pasha. He hosts a production called ABC, as easy as 1, 2, 3, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation. Yes, and a lot of great topics that he covers on Al-Islam-based conversation. It happens each and every Monday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, it's 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, Al-Islam-based conversation with Imam Nazim Pasha. And you just heard it live tonight, and that happens each and every Tuesday with the very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the science of your health and you learning lab, and I hope that many of you all had your pens and pad, took down good notes. It was excellent questions that was asked tonight, and that's each and every Tuesday. A lot of great information, education on the science of your health and you, and it is a science in terms of staying healthy. And because you're a creation too, there's a science in terms of all the things that comprise the holistic human being. It happens each and every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time right here on IWDM Radio. And also we want you to know the IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal that has been the lifeblood of this community for many, many years. Those of you who have your subscription, which is a prescription for you and others, make sure you keep it up. And if you have the wherewithal, think about making a gift to maybe a family member or your parents or maybe a friend or a colleague, maybe your neighbor. Maybe you can look at giving that as a gift to a pioneer in the community that's given a lot of service over the years, or maybe a local library where many can read the Muslim Journal. We also want you to know that IWDM Radio, we do support this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful to be held in Newark, New Jersey, the new home of the Muslim Journal. So please go ahead and get registered. Go ahead and get registered because there's a capacity for any and everything. You don't want to be on the outside looking in, and you most certainly don't want to get the information secondhand. Go ahead and get registered. I look to be there and to be a participant in a workshop, and I look to see you. Is it going to be a historic graduation there this year and a lot more at the Time to Be Grateful 2023 in Newark, New Jersey. So with that being said, as always, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, Rashid Salam.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark. And we want to thank again our listening audience for being a part of our program. All we ask you to do is wake up. And always remember, working together works. And that's all we're trying to do, provide you with a focus on the natural form and functionality of the human body so that it can achieve its optimal health. Thank you so much. Say salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up.
I'm awake.
Alaikum assalam. Family life.